For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis announced he will not reinstate former officer Rob Sanders to the Columbia Police Department. Sanders was fired in 2011 for use of excessive force on an inmate. Surveillance video released by the police department shows Sanders shoving the inmate into a wall in a holding cell. In a press release, City Manager Mathis said the decision was made, quote, after careful consideration of the testimony and evidence submitted during Mr. Sanders' appeal hearing. Mathis had 30 days to reach a decision following Sanders' appeal last month in front of the Personnel Advisory Board. The Better Business Bureau of St. Louis is reminding shoppers to be just as cautious after Christmas as before. Its Vice President of Communications, Chris Thetford, says if you're shopping in person, make sure you always know the location of your credit or debit card. Online, he says, make sure to use a secure site.
Possible when you're shopping online, always use a credit card so that if you have a problem with a purchase, you can challenge those charges and use your credit card company to provide you some leverage to take care of any problems you might have.
Thetford says legislation approved by Congress 2 years ago means shoppers have longer to use gift cards before they expire. But he says consumers still need to be aware that companies do charge fees on older gift cards. Nearly 200 acres has been added to a wildlife area in southwest Missouri. The Springfield News Leader reports the Missouri Department of Conservation bought nearly 200 acres next to the 2,502-acre Busick State Forest and Wildlife Area from the Missouri Department of Transportation for $183,000. Francis Main, a resource forester for the Department of Conservation, says the newly acquired property is south of the popular shooting range and there are no plans to open any trails to it. Main says there's no way to get people there safely because of its location downrange from the shooting area. Instead of new hiking paths, the land will be held as a buffer ground for wildlife, giving animals a place where they won't be disturbed by constant human contact. The area is about 20 miles south of Springfield. Cases of the flu are on the rise in the St. Louis area, but as Veronique LaCapra reports, there's still time to get vaccinated.
Dr. Hillary Babcock is an infectious disease specialist at Washington University and Barnes Jewish Hospital. She says unlike a cold, which can start gradually, flu symptoms usually hit all at once.
So if you can say at 2 o'clock yesterday I started feeling terrible, that's more likely to be the flu than to be a cold. Most people with the flu have fevers and chills and aches, and it can really last for 5 to 7 days before they start to feel better.
Babcock says there are still flu vaccines available in our area and that all the different options protect against this year's most common flu strain. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
KMOX Radio reports that statewide, 744 new cases of the flu were reported in the past week, bringing the season total to 2,100. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.